Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm going to continue with what I said or began last week about shipwrecked Christians, and maybe try to go a little further into it. The Bible says in verse 18, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, and having put away concerning faith, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck." In other words, what the reason they went shipwrecked is because they put away the faith. And of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, of whom I delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. And we looked at what Hymenaeus and Alexander did, and they withstood the words of the Apostle Paul, and you find that in 2 Timothy 4:14. I'm concerned with putting away the faith, and back in Ephesians, we saw that faith is chapter 4. He says in verse 5, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Well, that faith, and you'll notice in verse 11 of chapter 4 of Ephesians, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Why is it? "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." And so the faith would be that body of truth that was given through the Apostle Paul to you Gentiles, to us, the body of Christ. In other words, it's that set of instructions and that set of doctrines that was delivered to the Apostle Paul. You'll find where he said back in Timothy again, and he talks about in 1 Timothy, I believe it is, in verse 3, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine." And of course, I believe that what Paul, he wanted Timothy to teach the doctrine that was given unto him, so Timothy could go out and teach it to other people, and the thing would grow. It's not teach some other doctrine, but teach the doctrine that was delivered to the Apostle Paul. And that's that body of truth, and that's the faith. That's what we believe. That's what we stand upon. And the preaching of the cross is involved in that. That gospel, Paul talked about it being my gospel, and it was delivered unto him. He didn't receive it of man, and neither was he taught it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. I mean, folks, Paul received by revelation what you're to believe, how you're to live, and about concerning your salvation in the dispensation of the grace of God, and the instructions for you to be a Christian and to honor the Lord, and the walk that's pleasing unto the Lord is laid out for you in the doctrine and in the faith that Paul got from the Lord. And if you follow Paul, you'll be following Christ, for he said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ." And he got the knowledge from the Lord and delivered it unto you. Now the problem is, people don't believe that. And so they say, well, I believe in following Jesus. Well, I believe in following Jesus. But when they say, I believe in following Jesus, they're not talking about following Jesus as the head of the body. They're talking about following the Jesus as wrote in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And folks, he was under the law. In fact, look in Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. In Romans chapter 15. Notice in verse 8, Romans 15, verse 8, the Bible says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Turn back to chapter 9. Who are the fathers? You'll notice in verse chapter 9 of Romans, he said, for verse 3, for I could wish myself were accursed from God, Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and of the services of God, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and as whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen. What Jesus Christ is doing in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Bible said that he came to his own, and his own received him not. He said in Matthew chapter 15 to that woman, Gentile woman, he said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's confirming the promises of a coming kingdom that was prophesied back in the Old Testament. And he said, I'm the king. The kingdom is at hand. And he went out and preached that and confirmed the promises. He was made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that are under the law. He kept the law, and you couldn't follow him if you had to in your flesh. Because the Bible said what the law could not do in that it was weak toward in the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sin, flesh, he condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus Christ kept the law. You can't. Why? Your flesh is weak. You don't have the ability to keep the law. You can't keep your mind from straying while I'm preaching for 30 minutes. You say, how do you know? Because I sat there too when others is preaching. You ever get down and start reading your Bible, and you're reading your Bible, and your mind wanders off, and you're just saying, well, yeah. And you, why did I just read? I'll never forget one time we was in the part of prayer. Going to pray all night, some of us preachers. Got down and prayed, and it done pretty good first few hours. But it wasn't long. Down there praying and fell asleep. Wake up, hear somebody snoring. Flesh is weak. You can't follow the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry. He's confirming the promises made unto Israel. He's under the law. He's keeping the law. He's doing the things that was prophesied that he would do. And he told the disciples when he was going to the cross, he said, all things that the prophets have said to me, they're going to accomplish. And he's fulfilling the law. He's fulfilling prophecy up to his last breath. I mean, when he said, I thirst, and they give him gall, vinegar to drink, and he said, it's finished. All the prophets had said about him, he fulfilled every one of them to the jot and to the tittle, and then he died. And you going to follow him in his earthly ministry? While the religious system says he's came to set an example for us to live by, and that as Christ was, so are we. No. We are like Him. We are created in His image spiritually, but not physically. Back in the passage where we was reading in Timothy again, there are some people, because in that, all I've said to you, all about the gospel, is that body of truth. This is at the church here. And that church was given one faith. And that faith is that doctrine. And it consists of the gospel delivered to the Apostle Paul. It consists of the doctrine, your walk. You walk in there. Somebody got a Scofield Bible. Has anybody got an old Scofield Bible? Mary, you got an old Scofield Bible? Well, you see, some of the Scofields changed, but look under Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Notice down into the footnote. Does it not say, does it say under in the footnotes? I'm not talking about the scriptures, Scofield's notes. The walk and the destiny of the church is found in the epistles. Are y'all seeing that? Just read it, Robbie.
In Paul's writings alone, we find the doctrine, position, walk, and destiny of the church.
In Paul's writings alone, we find the walk, the destiny, the doctrine, the position, all of that. That's the faith. There's one faith. Now listen, God gave pastors, teachers, evangelists. I'll just put that in there. I can't go all the way around. We have prophets. Look in verse 11 again, back in Ephesians. Verse 11. And He gave some apostles. Yeah, you really want to look at that thing. There's about seven of them. There's 12 Israels. I'm talking about the body of Christ. But He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers, if they preach the one faith and bring people into the knowledge of the Son of God, the church will grow and be in unity and walking and serving the Lord as He wanted them to. But today, you have pastors, teachers, they're not teaching the one faith, they're teaching the faith back here of the kingdom. For instance, turn back and look in, go to Luke. If I can find it right quick. Well, I've got to get out of... I'll tell you what, just give me a second here. Luke chapter 12. And I'll Luke chapter 12. Notice in verse, and he said unto the disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought, verse 22 now, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put off. And folks, there ain't nobody here that got up this morning. You took some thought to what you was going to eat, now didn't you? I guarantee you took some thought of what you was going to put on. At least the majority of you did. I'm just saying. All of you did. Look what he said. Life more than meat. The body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens. Well, they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Well, they didn't lay up nothing for themselves. God feeds them day by day. He said, you're more precious to the Lord than the ravens. Verse 25, which of you which taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they don't work, they spend not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, nor what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Now that's something, ain't it? Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens, and that faileth not, and where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He's talking about laying up treasures in heaven. He's talking about, O ye of little faith, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. Take no thought for it. Don't worry about it. Seek the kingdom of God. Don't work. Don't quit your job. And get out and serve the Lord. You say, well, I didn't do that. Hold on. Look what it's called. Turn to Acts. Look in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continually, steadfastly, in the apostles' what? Doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. There's nobody in the body. You don't have everything common today. Some of you drive a better car than I do. I might drive a better car than some of you. That's not common. Some of you live in a bigger house than I live in. I might live in a bigger house than you live in. That's not common. Some of you's got more land than I've got. I might have more than you. That's not common. You know what's common? Look in verse 45. Why did they have something common? and sold their possessions, just like he said in Luke chapter 12, and goods, and parted them to all men as every man hath need. And they continually daily with one accord in the temple. How was they in one accord? They was under this kingdom program, and in that kingdom program, they were to rely the faith in here. They was to rely totally on the Lord providing the need. They didn't own nothing. It was under that. He was coming back, going to establish the kingdom. They sold their houses, their land. They put it all in there, and they had all things in common, and they were in unity. Over here, how are you in unity? You're in unity by being in the body of Christ and following the doctrine that was given through the Apostle Paul. But the church today does not recognize this as their doctrine, and so we're not in unity today. You know why? They want this back here. This looks better to them back here. Back here, you had the law. For instance, look back with me to Matthew. In the book of Matthew. Matthew, goes on, he talks about in Matthew chapter 5. Notice this again. Therefore, verse 25, chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I say you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, neither for your body, and what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body than the raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air. Come down. Verse talks about the tongue. There, verse 31, take no thought saying. This is what we went. Verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto them. And folks, they was to do that. Come over to turn back to chapter 5. The law of the kingdom is found in Matthew 5 through 7. It's the law. It's the new covenant. In other words, Jesus said, you have heard that it hath been said, law. But I say unto you, like he said, you have heard that I've said, it hath been said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Under the kingdom program, it's the heart. God sees the heart. Under this program, the law. Look in Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, verse 17, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but what? Fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, though all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The commandments that he's given them. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. How in the world could their righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? The scribes and the Pharisees kept the law. They were abiding by the law. There, they would be exceed their righteousness by accepting Christ and his commandments. The new law of the kingdom, that would exceed him. In other words, not just do the 10, but Go look up, I say unto you. And he gives them a new law. Folks, that's the faith back there. And in Acts chapter 2, they sold out their houses and everything, and they're looking for the Lord to come. They're continuing in the doctrine, the faith that was laid out for them by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, back here. But not you. You can't do all. Your righteousness will never exceed their righteousness. Your righteousness is in Him. In other words, look with me. Turn to 1 Corinthians. And there's so many, but 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. In other words, folks, my wisdom, my sanctification, my righteousness, my redemption is in Christ Jesus. I have His righteousness, and it's His righteousness that filleth all in all. Look in Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 22, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. The fullness of Him is the righteousness. In here, all those that are in this church is righteous by faith in Christ. They have wisdom, the mind of Christ. They're there. And the doctrine, right there. And we're to follow this faith till we all come into the unity of the faith. Well, why ain't we that way today? Because of these people right here. They can't make the money that they can make by preaching this back here. You see, they want control over their congregation. So they go in here and they take Matthew, and I just put it up here, and they take Matthew through John, and they take the book of Acts, Jesus Christ crucified, and they take the book of Acts, and they jerk out that baptism out of there that was a Jewish purification ceremony. And they do that so they can say, well, we're Baptist. We believe in immersion. So they got people in the body of Christ in here that sticks back here. Well, then you take like the Baptists here, they can't really fellow here. Here comes along, here's Methodist. However how you spell it. Just make some scribbles up there and you get the message. Well, we believe it is sprinkling. And they get it out of the book of Ezekiel and some places there where he says, I'll sprinkle clean water over you. Then we here comes along, here's another group, and this is another sect of that, and you know, you got the Presbyterians in here, and you got the Charismatics, and you got the just on and on, the Lutherans, and they all got their little people in here. And these people in here, this charismatic said, well, I believe it's Jesus Christ and the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you ain't never spoke in tongues, you're not in the body of Christ. Well, the Methodists, well, wait a minute now, I ain't never spoke in tongues, but I trusted Christ as my Savior, and we just got some doctrinal difference here. And old Baptist says, well, I think all of you's going to hell myself. And, you know, so you need to get in here and follow the Lord and all this and blah, blah, blah. And you've got all of these different denominations believing different things, and they're not in unity of the faith that was delivered to the Apostle Paul. Say, well, why do you think you're right? I don't. I think this Bible's right. I'll sit down with anybody, anywhere, anytime with an open Bible, and if you prove me wrong, prove me wrong. With a King James Bible. We're in a mess. And so they're shipwrecked. Why? They have done away with the faith. Now let me give you some things about it. A lot of these people never got their ship out of the port. They got a ship. If you're saved in the body of Christ, you're like a ship right on the sea. Some of you never get out of the port. The Corinthians. Look what he says about the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. A lot of Christians is like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto the babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Folks, look in in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2. You want to see why he said there in chapter 1. Chapter 3, he said, I fed you with milk and not with meat. Chapter 2 tells you what the milk. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Why did he have to determine not to know anything among them save Him, Jesus Christ and Him crucified? They're not, was not able to bear the one faith and the doctrine that was delivered to the Apostle Paul, because that's meat. And he said, you're babes in Christ. Look in chapter 1. He goes on, he said in chapter 1. He said, come down verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And the only way that the body of Christ can speak the same thing and be perfectly joined together in the same mind and same judgment is to believe the same thing. As long as there are denominations in here believing the different things than what Paul said, they're not speaking the same thing, and there are divisions in the body of Christ, and it's a stench into God's nostrils. Just nail it down. The body's sick. The head is well. The head is Christ, but the body does not function like the head wants it to function today. Like I said, and that's people that never grow in the Lord. People that never get their boat out of the port is the people that never grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. They never come into the unity of the faith. They're the ones that would carry their Sunday school quarterly, wrapped or rolled up in their back pocket, and sleep while the preacher's preaching, never crack a Bible, never open a Bible, and never even act like the Bible exists in their life. But they're saved, but they're not growing. They're babes in Christ. They're carnal, and they're not spiritual. Amen, amen, amen. So, well, I don't like that. Well, that's why God never put you in my position. He knew you wouldn't like stuff like that anyway. He wants somebody to preach it. We're living in a carnal age, folks. They never get out of the port. They listen. Second group of people. They're shipwrecked. They listen to profane and vain babbling. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Now don't get all excited. David just hung up, held up 30 minutes about 15 minutes ago. So, no. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Notice in verse 20. Old Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. People today are wanting, science is knowledge. But when science goes against this book, you throw the science in the trash can. The God said the wisdom of this world is foolishness to him. I don't try to reconcile the Bible with science. I believe the Bible. I believe every word of it. And when science says the Bible's false, I say science is need to throw it away. Why, folks, what medical cure has science produced in the last 100 years? Now think about that. Just think about what I just said. I ain't talking about immune. I'm not talking about giving shots and to keep people from getting disease. I'm talking about what cure of a disease have they come up with where you take this medicine and boom, it's gone. It cures your body of that disease right when you take it. Huh? I don't know of any of you. I don't know of a problem science has solved. All this global warming bunk. You see, I believe in a God that's able to sustain His own creation. These environments and global warming, they don't believe in a God. Well, that's a different story. They're listening to vain babblings, science falsely so called. Look in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, he said, keep that that's committed unto thy trust. Look what he said in 2 Timothy 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me. That would be this right here, Timothy. Not the things that you heard back here from Peter and the 12. The things you've heard of me. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. It ought to be the desire of every member of the body of Christ to get somebody else into the knowledge of the truth. To see the truth of the Word of God rightly divided. Look here with me in verse 16. 2 Timothy 2:16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doeth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already and overthrowed the faith of some. And folks, that's what happened when they got overthrowed the faith of some. They you notice what he said in verse 2 concerning the truth of error, saying the resurrection is past. They didn't deny the resurrection. They just misplaced the resurrection. They didn't follow chapter verse 15 to rightly divide the word of truth. And so what happened? It overthrowed the faith of some, and they were made shipwrecked. Folks, they listened to vain babblings of people. They listened to their own doctrines and traditions. And Jesus even said, you teach the traditions of men as doctrines. And that's what's going on in the religious system today. They're teaching their denominational traditions as doctrine. And whenever they can't get the Bible, the King James Bible, to fit their traditions, what do? They write them a new book. Some stupid angel comes down and Marotti and gives somebody a new revelation, and they form a new religion based upon that. What a mess. They believe in a man instead of the Word of God. They want to be flattered and have fables and stories preached to them. Notice in chapter 4, 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, he said in verse 3, "For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables," stories. They great speakers and orators and just razzle-dazzle me and tell me how to live where I please my neighbor and I'm this and get the good that's in me that God intends on people to see. And I got to follow what the Lord has put in my heart, in my own heart, when the Bible said my heart is desperately wicked and who can know it? That guy out there in Texas. He razzle-dazzles people. Makes them feel good. Never preaches the gospel. They want to be flattered. They want the man to tell you how good you are. You look nice today, folks. You really do. Honestly. That's not a joke. They want to keep their traditions even if it denies the Word of God. And the last thing, turn to Colossians. Colossians. Notice what he said. They spoil people. Take them captive. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4. "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." Come down with me and look in verse 8. "Beware lest any man spoil you." You ever heard of the captor taking the spoil? That's what he's talking about. He said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceits, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." And folks, I want to tell you something. The only cure for all of this is to do what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:16. And I mean 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 2, I mean. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse, look what he said. "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine." Verse 16 says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me." And that's what's happened in the day that we're living in. People don't know this. They've never heard it before. They don't hear it in their system churches. They hear how much money they should give. They hear how to live and be a good neighbor. They hear these psychological sermons. But they don't hear the Word. God didn't say for me to preach that junk. He said, "Preach the Word." Preach the Word. Be instant in season. Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Hold fast the form of sound doctrine. Right here. You want to keep yourself and from save yourself, Timothy, and them that hear thee? He said, if you'll stay with this, you'll save yourself and them from the apostasy that's out here. You know what 2 Corinthians says? "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord." Why? This is a spiritual body, and it's here. One day it's going to be full, and it's going out. I hope you got something out of it. Shake hands with one another, and you're at liberty to go.